Welcome to Give Him the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is an hour of Italian music, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks very much to the guys from the Student Special, back after a couple of weeks' absence. And I today have prepared a collection of music for your listening pleasure, and given that we started off there with the Canadian Sicilians, the group called the Sicilian Jazz Project, headed by Canadian Sicilian guitarist Michael Occhipinti from Toronto, Vittina Crozza, that track which has become my theme song over the last couple of years. I've really become quite attached to it, actually. Every now and then I think maybe I'll change the tune to something else, but I'll stick with that for now. Maybe I will change it. You never know. Going from the Canadian Sicilian to Sicilian, the next group, are a couple of musicians have released one album together. Their names are Oriana Civile and Maurizio Curcio. The album is called Arie di Sicilia, and this album came across my ears a few years ago, and I heard a little track from it, and I just had to get a copy of it. They both are incredibly talented. Oriana has an absolutely stunning voice. So I'm going to play a track from that album. It's called Ancilu, and the album is Arie di Sicilia. This is Oriana Civile and Maurizio Curcio.
Se ti potessi sognare, trovare, cantare, figlio, tu vento, padre da luci, io ti vorria amare, se ti potessi toccare, basare, scincire a mano con mia, se ti potessi spogliare dell'ali, nudo restare con te. Se ti volessi pregare, pittare, parlare,
se ti potessi in tuo sangue
Little bit of guitar music there, just to get things started off in a relaxing mode. Played a few tracks there by different guitarists. Pino Forastiere was that one you just heard. He is a wonderful guitarist who actually started off his career as a classical guitarist. I believe that actually he studied the 12-string classical guitar. And he was actually born in a small village in southern Italy called Latronico, and then moved to Rome. He studied at the Santa Cecilia Conservatory, and he did his degree in 10-string classical guitar. And anyway, he got interested in the sort of advanced acoustic guitar techniques that that sort of took a hold in the late 90s, I guess. And he has basically taken that on as his method and has released many, many great albums of music composed by himself on the 6-string steel string acoustic guitar. And you may have remembered him from the group Guitar Republic, an acoustic guitar trio with Sergio Altamura and Stefano Barone, who did come to Canada back in 2010, 2011 maybe. He came and played International Guitar Night with Clive Carroll, Alexandre Gismonti, and Brian Gore. It was a great show, actually. Was out of town. I can't remember exactly. Langara, was it at Langara College? Perhaps. Gosh, my brain is not working quite right today. But Pino is a wonderful guitarist. That was a song from his album Circolare, and it was called The Gnome, Lo Gnomo. Forastiere is actually sort of how he goes by these days, just his last name, forastiere.it. I am putting a link to that on Given the Boots Facebook page, so if you want to hear a little bit more about what he does, there's plenty of information, videos, and all sorts of other things on his website. Bebo and Massimo Ferra, two Sardinian brothers who put an album out together, I believe for the first time, called Ferra versus Ferra, and it's a beautiful CD out on the Sard Music label. I played the track Turriga, which is the opening track. It's a really great album with 12 wonderful collaborations of the two brothers. Bebo Ferra is very well known for his work in the jazz world. He's pretty much been the guitarist of trumpeter Paolo Frizzo for a long, long time. Massimo Ferra lives in Cagliari and teaches guitar. And Bebo, I believe, lives in Milan. But they are obviously very close, and it's so nice to hear them playing together. Wonderful disc. I played that probably when it came out a lot, but haven't played it quite so much in the last few years. So it was nice to hear that again. And the little interlude there, instrumental, save for a little bit of an ethereal voice in the background, was Mauro Palmas, another Sardinian. He put out an album called The Color of the Mistral, Il Colore del Maestrale. And it's actually one of my all-time favorite instrumental CDs. It's a Sard Music label disc as well. And if I were you, I would download it on iTunes because it really is absolutely wonderful CD. It has, I guess its purpose was to try and create a soundscape based around Sardinian nature of Sardinia. So the wind, this mistral wind which blows across Sardinia, the sound of the sea, and all of those things that, you know, are very evocative of Sardinia. Mauro Palmas, of course, is also married to the great Elena Ledda, fantastic Sardinian female vocalist. And at the top of that set, Oriana Civile and Maurizio Curcio, Arie di Sicilia, Ancilu, the name of the track. Beautiful vocals there by Oriana Civile. They're both Sicilian. So we've got a bit of a southern thing happening right now. It's 25 past two here on Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. If you didn't know about this show, it's an hour of Italian music. It varies from week to week, depending on how I feel. It could be very folky, or it might be quite jazzy, or like today, it's sort of quite acoustic guitar-like. And I'm going to continue in that vein. For one of my regular listeners, I'm going to play a little dedication from the album of by Franco Morone called Back to My Best. This is called The Sunset Song. Thank you.
Keener's Car Wash is the first social enterprise delivering environmentally friendly mobile car washing in Canada, with all proceeds going towards homeless youth programs. Keener's Car Wash will be washing cars for free on Thursday, May 15th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., not far from Thunderbird Parkade. Check out keenerscarwash.ca for more details. Get your car washed for free and support at-risk youth on May 15th.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Continuing on there, the guitar picking of Beppe Gambetta, who will be performing at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival and also Island Music Fest in Comox this July. So he's going to be around BC, which is really exciting. Of course, Beppe's from Genoa, and he is one of the founding members of Red Wine, the wonderful Italian bluegrass group that I have played on this show before, and they were actually just here in North America. They played at Grey Fox Festival in the US this year, which would have been a huge excitement for them. Beppe has been in love with American roots music for a long time. I think he remembers getting a Doc Boggs record way back when, and he's been he's actually been quite involved in playing a lot of Italian music and actually sort of the classical tradition in some ways. He also plays harp, guitar, and has really delved into a lot of interesting mixes of Italian music and American music. So in his career, he's also had the opportunity to play with many of the bigs of American music, including Doc Watson, Dave Grisman, Gene Parsons, Tony McManus, and Don Ross, Dan Crary. In fact, has this fantastic group called Men of Steel, who've played here in Vancouver, that get together occasionally and play. I'm not sure if they're actually still planning on ever playing together again, but the exciting news is that Tony McManus will be also at the Island Vancouver Island Music Fest, and so maybe these guys will get together on stage and do some stuff. It'd be fantastic. And also the other Italian group coming to town, Riccardo Tesi Band Italiana, so maybe there'll be a bit of Italian jamming happening at the festivals. I wanted to just also finish off that guitar theme by playing one more track from my sort of album of the month, really, Friend of a Friend by Paolo Bonfanti and Martino Coppo, also out on Felme Records, this wonderful label from Turin. Thanks very much, Beppe and Renzo, always for your support of my show by sending me wonderful music from your label. It's really great to be able to have access to this type of music because it's not the sort of thing that you will listen to very easily, at least not outside of Italy, maybe not even inside Italy. Tennessee Blues is the track we're going to play. It's a Paolo Bonfanti creation, and these two guys are just great duo, mandolin and guitar and vocals. Of course, Martino Coppo, in current member and one of the founding members of Red Wine. Paolo Bonfanti actually took over from Beppe at the beginning for some concerts when Beppe decided to leave the band and go on his way as a solo artist. So these guys have got a lot of history. So let's hear a little bit of Tennessee Blues from Paolo Bonfanti and Martino Coppo. Thank you.
di terra nera corsa sotto i piedi, camicie messe al vento ad asciugare. Vanno le voci perse, vanno le voci perse. Vanno le voci perse in fondo al mare. Acque sale, tracce di calore, corde e legno stesi ad invecchiare. Perduti in mezzo al mare, perduti in mezzo al mare, perduti in mezzo al mare ad aspettare. Troppo strette il mio ritorno, nascosto nelle righe di una mano. Misura e desiderio, misura e desiderio in alto mare. Controvento il mio cammino, nuvole e rami attesi ad arrossire. Sostegno e profezia, sostegno e profezia, sostegno e profezia per ogni canto. Noi fummo fatti sangue e migrazioni, ruvide vene svelte sulle mani. Esposti al vento, al tempo, esposti al vento, al tempo. Esposti al vento, al tempo, d'altro mare. E fummo vele gonfie ad ogni approdo, gente che cambia spesso il proprio nome. E vesti tempestose, e vesti tempestose.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Welcome back to Give Them the Boot. I'm afraid I have to say goodbye right now. It's time to go, 3 o'clock. I will let you know that I just played in that set. The last song was by a group called Al Moraima. They are from the Salento region in Puglia. They got together back in 2007. Exciting news is that they will be touring part of Quebec and Ontario later this year if you happen to be over in that way in August and September. They're a flamenco slash Middle Eastern slash Southern Italian group. Very cool music, really interesting. And the track was called La Pastora from their album Banjara. Canto di Scanto before that, a group of actually quite a few musicians from Naples formed in Bologna back in the early 90s, still going strong, led by Guido Sodo. And that was a really interesting Figliole Innamorate, I'd say an old Neapolitan song sort of done in a very old fashioned style with a little bit of a modern section in the middle there. Radicanto, a group also from southern Italy, from Bari in Puglia.